Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
This is Healthy Gut Girl, Kitty Martone and Mark Lobotikus, coming to you live from deep inside your large intestine. And we're experimenting today, my podcast listeners and my Facebook friends. We're experimenting with recording and doing a Facebook Live at the same time that we are recording the podcast.
That's right. That's right.
And Mark is experimenting with trying to make me go deaf.
I think that's what happened. Again.
Dude.
Really, again?
Yes.
All right, I'm just trying to get the levels right here, but see. See, you know, we were 3 years in. We're still working on the details. Is that still too loud for you?
Why don't you...
Let me try something.
We had some requests from the listeners about wanting to know more about us and how we met.
Well, I think I was working at the Lobster, essentially.
Yeah.
Bartending, and you knew Dave, the bartender, and you used to come in and say hi to him. Mm-hmm. And I guess we just kind of became friends.
How many years ago was that?
Geez, I'm 1990 something. 18 years, I guess, maybe. Yeah, perhaps.
And we've just been friends ever since, right? We've always just been just not just normal friends, but like friends who are always inciting each other to talk about things that matter, you know, like important issues. Like it wasn't just getting together and just talking stupid stuff. It was like meaningful things, like spiritual things or health related things or, you know, political things. We've always been two people who talk really well about lots of stuff.
Yeah,
to each other.
That's true. We've always sat and had pretty deep conversations about things. And I think we were sitting and having an alignment of thoughts on many different subjects, and we were able to connect on that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think we also liked to drink at the time, too,
at
so
the
that
time.
Helped. We'd kind of go out. Yeah, I think I loved going out to happy hour, and so did you. And so, that was, when you live in Los Angeles, it's very social. And I liked it, and so did you. So
yeah.
And I remember seeing the Sting concert, which I loved. We saw Sting down at the Irvine.
So we've never dated. That was the question. We've never dated.
No, Dave's like, you're secretly in love with her. I'm like, dude, she's like my sister. I can't even...
Don't even go there.
I don't even have that thought. I think when I first met you, that thought was there, but it didn't last very long.
When you opened your mouth to talk,
I was like,
it was gone.
It's gone. Don't need it. It's fine. This is how it's going to define itself.
Mm-hmm. But, I'm glad we're talking about this because I have something to tell you, Mark. Just kidding. I can't even joke about it. No, Mark was at our wedding, at mine and Charlie's wedding, and him and Charlie hit it off really quickly. And
it's hard not to with Charlie. Charlie's just an easygoing, great guy.
Yeah,
really.
He's the best. So, but one thing that did happen was that you were there when I was sick. Like every time I would get this, for those of you on the estrogen dominant support group, and I think we only have four people with us right now, but those are four good people, I used to get that thing with my back, that sort of encephalitis, meningitis thing that I would get all the time. And you were always there. And in fact, you really, really tried to help me in every way you could. Because I, the typical regular pain medications were not helping me at all. And if you got those of you on the estrogen dominance group that are joining us, if you want to shoot us any questions, like random questions, that most of these podcasts won't be random like this. We're just trying to, like I said, test the waters with doing Facebook Live Q&A while we record. So if you have any questions, please feel free to ask. But so I had this recurring, encephalitis virus thing that I would get, and the regular like Amitrex and different types of medications were just not cutting it at all. And so Mark would, I was like, find me some kind of anything you can get me to help me. I am in so much pain. So what are the different things you brought for me, gifts?
The early CBD guy, I think.
Right.
Right.
Well, didn't you bring me candy that had CBD in it or
something? Yeah, I forget. It's a long time ago.
But then you also, didn't you get me a morphine lollipop? Was that you? Yeah, you did. It was a lollipop that was made.
Where did I get that from? I don't even remember that.
It was green, is like jello tasting, and it
sounds familiar, but I don't even remember where I got that from.
Yeah, it was good. It was good, but still
we don't
want
to talk about the morphine lollipop that I acquired here. I mean, Mark's Pharmacopoeia was probably not FDA approved at the time.
Is it now?
I don't even.
Can you wait? Let's see. Didn't you get me something else or no?
No, I think okay. That was it.
Either way, it was pretty epic because
don't
you
be painting
were always,
me a picture like I was like this kingpin drug leader in Los Angeles.
I know that you were not, but you did help me a lot, and it was great. And so for that, I am truly grateful.
And I met Sam at the time too. It's when you were living in the canals.
Yeah, that was shortly. Yeah. We had already been friends for a little while, though, by the time I met Sam. And so Sam sent some questions, and she wanted to talk about she said, you never talk about the kids' programs, the kids' nutritional programs that I have put her. First of all, when she got pregnant, I put her on a program. And then when she had her baby, then the baby was on a program. And then all of our friends, because of that, they were so impressed with the way that Sam was raising her baby health-wise that they were like, what is it that you're doing? What are you doing for her? And so everyone wanted to know what it was. And so there's this one program I have for people who are trying to get pregnant, and it's like a nutritional program that has like, you know, I call these things called baby shakes, which are basically like smoothies for the mama. But then once you actually give birth, then you can do the baby shakes for the baby too. You can actually give that same food minus some of the ingredients to the baby. You can take it while you're weaning. You can take, and then the baby can grow up with those same shakes. And I had this video of Nala when she was really little, and she would ask for her green milk. She would just say, mommy, green milk, green milk. And basically it was just the smoothie that Sam would make that was greens mix. Can you imagine as a kid being able to get some greens mix powder down your throat? Like, I couldn't do it. I can barely do it now. And she would ask for this, like, you know, nut milk concoction that Sam would make with greens mix powder in it. And then she would just, that would be like one of her main drinks. And so now I have all these babies. Nala was my official baby. So she's really my baby. That's how I look at it. So Sam's just taking care of her for me, but she's really my baby. And because it was just this whole program of like different foods. So she would send me videos. They would be somewhere in the world, and she'd send me a picture of her like literally drinking the cultured veggie juice out of the jar.
Wow.
Know? And she would like, look,
I don't
kitty.
Even think I, when I was younger, I didn't even have anything remotely close to that.
Yeah, right.
If you wanted something green, it had to be the milk that was outside for 3 days that didn't, ew, was unrefrigerated. I mean, that was about as close as I got to a green drink when I was a kid.
Do I have to drink spoiled milk again,
Mom?
No,
I don't want the spoiled milk. Don't drink the milk. Why? It's spoiled. Remember that, Little Rascals?
That's you're going way back.
Come
now.
On, Little Rascals.
Nobody's as old as you.
Oh man. Hey, we got 10, 11. Anyone want to ask a question?
Hey guys, so for those of you who are joining us brand new, we're just talking about how this is going to be a regular thing for us on Mondays, where we're recording our podcast, which we normally do every Monday, Stuff Your Doctor Should Know, and then we're going to run a Q&A. So depending on the subject matter, you're welcome to chip in and chime in and throw in a question. And right now, we happen to be talking about raising healthy kids and nutrition for children. Another thing that was interesting was when I started working with Charlie, and we started seeing, you know, a lot of his demographic is children who are disabled and kids that are in the spectrum of autism and kids that have cerebral palsy. And so when I started working with them, I couldn't just bring my conventional nutritional knowledge and try to help these kids because they only have two or three things on their menu to begin with, and you can't go in and all of a sudden you're like, okay, we're not going to do gluten anymore and you're going to take these supplements. You can barely do that with a typical child, let alone a kid that is, you know, eating through a G-tube or whatever their situation may be. So I had to get super creative with how to feed these babies and give them really high quality, nutrient dense things. So I started, that's when I found Donna Gates and the Body Ecology. I started studying different ways to help children with autism and children with behavioral disorders. And it was all diet. And it was basically, you know, hiding things in their food and titrating up. So literally giving them, like, say they eat the same kind of pizza every day every day for lunch. So you basically take like two, like a quarter of a teaspoon of cultured veggie juice or culture or sauerkraut, and you put it under the cheese of the pizza. Mm. And then the next day you do it again and again and again and again. And before you know it, they're actually having a teaspoon or a whole tablespoon of cultured veggies with their tacos or their pizza or whatever it is. And then we would make Jell-O shots for them, and we would put inside the Jell-O shots, we'd put liquid supplements like the bees from Premier Research Labs. So we'd make these if they like Jell-O. So that was the other thing. Like, does the child like the texture of Jell-O? Some kids, like, it's a big thing with autistic spectrum children and kids, you know, in the spectrum, is that there's this sensorial things like texture, you know, they can't have certain types of, can't have too hot, can't have too cold, can't have too sweet, can't have too salty. Like everything has to be a specific way, but that's different for each child, you know? So one kid that's in the spectrum and the next kid are going to be liking completely different things. So I had to create all these ways of feeding these babies that were sneaky and that could help to alter their gut bacteria without them even realizing it was happening. And so it was cool because it started to work. We started to see amazing things. And in that first year of working with Charlie there at that particular center, which was a center that rehabbed children with these disabilities, I was completely blown away by some really miraculous stuff that the stuff that I had learned and was using, like the mud packing, right? So we talk about mud therapy. What's that one? The Tough Mudder, our podcast.
Oh, called. Yeah. I think it was called
Tough
Mudder.
So we did
Mudder,
a podcast
right?
called Tough Mudder. It was like maybe number 12 right. or it's an old one.
It was one of the early ones in the marina.
I'm sure we talk about it again. But basically, mud therapy has to do with taking this ionic form of volcanic, highly concentrated, mineralized mud, clay mud. And you take it and you make like a pudding out of it, like a really thick, like if you scoop it up with the spoon, it doesn't even come off of the spoon. And you mix different types of liquids. Like the easiest one is apple cider vinegar. You mix it in there. You make like this pudding. And then you put that stuff on suspected areas of injury on the body, like toxic focal points. Like say you had a spider bite once that didn't heal and now you've got a huge scar, or you got a boil on your back, or you had a tattoo that got infected, or a tattoo in general. An epidural in your spine, you've given blood multiple times, like injections and assaults on the body, even if they seem like they're minor, just something that, even things that you're like, you know what, it kind of does
like the inoculation.
Vaccine sites on the body, on babies and on yourself, on adults, broken bones, gosh, you name it. Give me some other ideas.
I mean, it's the ideas like based on a bee sting. Like when you got a bee sting, you know, mom would put mud on it.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a home remedy.
So there's two purposes of this type of mud that I'm talking about. The one purpose is what you're talking about, which is to exogenously pull out the toxin from the skin. Right. So if you get a bee sting, you've got the stinger, and I think you probably have some poison in there. I don't know. I don't know much about bee stings. Does anybody know? So the bee stings you and you get the stinger, and then you probably get some histamine reaction in there. So the mud will pull out the toxicity.
And there's a reason why mud does it, because I think mud is like it's like negatively charged, I believe, or something
ionically
like that.
Ionically charged.
Right. Because I know that when you go into any kind of a car repair shop, you'll see that batteries not left on the floor. They're always on shelves, because if they leave it on the ground, it will discharge.
Wow.
So you'll never see a fully charged battery
That's
on the ground.
So crazy, because you know, I used to ride motorcycles when I was in New Mexico before I came out here. And you know, we never put our Jiffy stand on the cement. We put it on a little block. Like a little block of wood or something. Always.
What's a Jiffy stand?
Your kickstand. You don't put it down on the cement.
That's only because it's like a heel.
No.
It'll go into the earth. That has nothing to do with...
No, on the cement, in the garage. If you're leaving your bike for like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, we would leave it. And my friend who used to work on my bikes with me all the time would say, that's so the battery doesn't drain so fast.
Oh, the e-bike. Okay, I'm
no!
like, what?
Dude, motorcycle. What is
oh,
confusing?
I'm like, I thought you meant a little bicycle. I didn't hear motorcycle. I heard bicycle. I'm thinking, why are you putting your bicycle, a pedal bicycle, on wood? That's what I'm thinking.
Have some more
did
tea.
Did I miss that? You said motorcycle?
I said, I used to ride motorcycles.
Oh, I missed that
New
part.
Mexico.
You know what? I think, thinking about the bee sting.
So we're adding Facebook Live, and now we're just going to make this more
so there you go. I misheard that.
Motorcycle.
The motorcycle.
You put the kickstand
I get
on
it,
a
man.
Block.
Makes so sense. You don't have to explain that to me anymore. Got it.
But that's interesting, because I didn't know that's really technically what was happening, is it's kind of like pulling out the charge
yeah,
through the
I guess
metal.
Yeah, that makes
the,
sense. I guess if you leave it for any long period of time, there is it is going to drain the battery. Wow. I wonder if that's doing that to my scooter.
Sure, why not? It's got a battery in it.
Yeah,
it's,
and time.
But then you'd think the tires would ground it or something. I don't know enough about that stuff to really comment, but I probably sound stupid. But basically, the point is the mud actually, you know, removes, it does two things. It removes from the surface of the skin toxicity. But it also, because it's got this charge to it, the theory is that it can help kind of reconnect some of the damaged circuitry in your body. Like circuitry meaning like when you go have acupuncture, you know, and you get acupuncture needles put in you, and they can put a needle in the top of your head and access your liver or whatever. It's these free ways of energy that flow through the body.
Right.
And so if you have a bad enough injury, like you break your arm, let's say, and it's a bad enough injury, the theory is that it shuts down those energetic pathways that lead to organs and glands in the body. So it's almost like a clogged freeway. So you don't have enough energetic flow to bring full, you know, life to your body. So the theory is you put the mud on it, and it helps reconnect the circuitry. It's kind of like putting duct tape on a wire.
Well, it's more like
think
it would just you're releasing all the interference points so your body can repair itself, because your body wants to be free-flowing and also working optimally, so it does it on its own. I wouldn't say the mud is actually doing it. It's just taking away the interference point, we would think. I mean, that's the idea
behind
it.
I think that Dr. Marsh used to say it's actually like putting electrical tape on a severed wire.
Okay.
And then you put the tape on there, and it kind of like resets it a little bit. It doesn't make it perfect, but it allows the energy to get flowing, and once it gets flowing, it's like the dam's been open,
yeah.
And now you've got that free flow.
I always
flow
found that
energy.
Interesting, because when I went and saw, and I may have mentioned this in a Tough Mudder, is that you know, when you do the Bodies in Motion, you ever see that exhibit?
Yeah,
right. Which is hard. It's macabre to me,
for sure.
But there's one aspect about it which is interesting. You can actually they show you in detail the central nervous system, which is all these little red. I mean, it's
so fine,
right? And it goes everywhere in the body.
Yeah.
And so that was illustrative, because that shows those. That's the pathway. That's the energetic pathways, right?
No, I don't think so. Actually, I think that those are actually nerve endings, or you were looking at circulatory system. Which would then be blood vessels and such.
Well, let's see. Nerve endings, a pain, you feel it. It's a jolt. That's energy.
Is that
a response?
But the energetic pathways, I believe, that are coming from traditional Chinese medicine are on the... just underneath the skin.
So it's like, not in the central... It's not a wire. It's actually just a pathway.
No, it's a whole other system.
A network.
And a whole other network throughout the body.
Okay.
So, but I would imagine that it would look very similarly, you know, it would look really similar to that. And I bet if you could take a picture of those lines on you, it would just be like, you would just be, you've seen pictures of that, right? Like,
yeah, sure. The meridians.
Just like a complete burst of light, you know? And then if you looked at that, I would be like all lit up in little freeways, like Tron, you know, like zzz. And you look at it, but then you could see where it was dim, like where somebody broke their collarbone. It might be darkened here, or maybe they've got breast cancer, and so it's darkened here.
Yes.
Or, you know,
yes.
Like, or they've had like a double mastectomy, or they've had their gallbladder removed, or whatever, tattoo. And then all of a sudden, it's like those areas of energy are dimmer or darker. I don't know. That's my own theory. That's not true necessarily. It sounds cool.
Yeah, I guess we don't do the research in that area because... Why?
It's like Kirlin photography. You
yeah,
know?
Well,
like
I mean,
really...
because acupuncture apparently knows about this, and that's what their whole philosophy is, but it's not considered a medical field, and right. so to speak. So, because how much money is there? You go into a session and getting a needle put in.
A lot. You can definitely.
Well, I guess they are. Well, I mean, I don't think.
Acupuncture is no joke. And insurance covers it now. What, like 120?
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
120 per session or something like that?
I don't know. But the reason I brought it up is because I saw some pretty miraculous things with these kids. You know, like, it's such a subtle form of detoxification and healing, the mud therapy. So subtle, so safe. And so we would use it a lot with these kids, especially kids that whose parents and whose doctors were sure that the child had vaccine injuries, right? They were injured because of vaccination. We would put these, we put the mud on areas on the body where they had been vaccinated. And one little baby in particular, we put it on her feet, and I rubbed the mud off of her feet, and I looked at her feet, and you could see these little injection sites on her the tops of her feet. And her mother said that that's where they were putting the IVs, were on the tops of her feet, because she could no longer. She's a tiny. She was an infant baby, and so you could. But she said, I haven't seen those injection sites since she got them. You know, and now here she is 3 years old, and we put the mud on it, and it kind of illuminated the injury and, like, removed maybe whatever might be stuck in the flesh there or whatever. So we had some other interesting experiences with, you know, little kids, a little girl who was nonverbal. Actually, every time we put the mud on her, she would almost go completely asleep. She would just sit there with her head down. And then we would, because she had a fall. She had a fall on her forehead, and we kept mudding it. And then we'd take the mud off, and she'd wake up, and she'd try to speak. At one point, her mom was, or somebody, maybe me, was handing out a little tray of sliced apples. And it wasn't me, because I had taken the mud off of her, and the apples came around, and she lifted up her head, and she goes, "Apfel." And we were all like, whoa, her mom was like, what? And she hadn't really, she tries to speak, she said, you know, but that was like, you know, and it was like the mud. Every time we put it on, she'd put her head down, take it off, she'd be energized. It was very interesting. And with kids, they're so much easier to heal. First of all, they're very sensitive, and they react quicker than adults, you know. So I don't have as many stories with adults and mud as I do with the kids. Although I did tell the one about the one girl with the appendicitis and the
smell that came out. Right.
So, you know.
So can I just grab? If I wanted to go outside and do this, do I grab mud?
You have to buy special mud. Of course, Premier Research Labs sells a mud that's perfect for
it's a MediClay, right?
It's the MediClay mud. It's the MediBody Pack. The MediBody Pack.
So this is a particular kind of earth, mm-hmm. or just
it's volcanic.
Area?
It's like volcanic earth. And it has like shilajit and like all like just mineralized
shilajit.
Shilajit.
Should make that a name of a movie star. This is shilajit. Morjon.
That's pretty good. So it's cool. I mean, I've done it a lot. I've mud packed a lot of my body, like a lot. And Charlie
did. Did you mud pack the scars from your fall recently? Because I just noticed it.
It's ugly, right?
That's probably why it's taken so long for it to heal.
And then all these scratches. This happened because of Sam. I had to go to her house today and find a key, and my hands were in cactus.
Don't tell people where are the keys.
Well, the key's not there. The key's with me now.
Had to unearth the key. It's like in Lord of the Rings. I got to go find the key.
Oh, my God, dude. It was crazy. Anyway, so I've used it for a lot of different reasons and purposes, and have seen a lot of amazing things happen with it. And, you know, a really good one, Gemma. Oh, maybe I shouldn't say her name. Gemma, whose baby, Lonnie. Lonnie, she's a friend of Sam's also, and that's how I know her. And she had to get pregnant, she was trying to get pregnant. She got pregnant. We put her on a program, and then she had her baby, and her baby's the same. I get pictures of the baby drinking green milk, and all. It's just awesome. But we mud packed Gemma, and she had pretty astounding results with her mud pack sessions that we did because of, you know, she had some insomnia at the time, and she fell. She realized that she had an injury that she'd forgotten about on the backside of her ear, behind her ear, and we mud packed that, and like that night was the first time she had slept through the night in, like, you know, her whole life that she can recall. But we still have to, you know, it didn't.
Excuse me.
You're not allowed to do that.
Sorry.
So that's it.
Okay, so can I was just thinking of this because I've been dealing with this kind of mold issue.
Oh, right.
And so I've noticed my tonsils have gotten, they were really red and sore. And I'm like, I was thinking, okay, I want to mud pack my tonsils, but you can't mud pack your tonsils.
You could try.
Well, is that where you use like the neem bark? Is that they're in the same thing, maybe?
So, no, there is a MediDental pack, but yeah, you're right. It'd be too difficult. But what I would suggest...
I got to gargle dirt.
Yeah, so it's not that far-fetched. What I would do instead is take the MediClay FX. MediClay FX is like a capsule. It's like bentonite clay, but it's calcium bentonite clay. So it actually doesn't... regular bentonite clay just takes from the body. It doesn't donate anything. It takes. Just suffice it to say, it removes stuff from the body. But the nice thing about calcium bentonite is it donates minerals to the body in its place of whatever it's taking. So it does this osmosis thing where it replaces things, healthy things, and takes away toxicity. So what you could do is open, what I always suggest for people with the MediClay is you take it, you open a capsule into a glass of water with your food, especially if you're eating out or if you're out of the country, and then it kind of helps remove toxicity from whatever you're eating. But for
but
you...
But then it goes through your digestive tract.
Yeah, and it's like pulling out toxicity from the food, mold,
and
different
this is
types
the, capsules?
It's the only thing that removes mycotoxins. Because you can't kill mycotoxins with HCL or anything.
Well, what about, what's the difference between that and activated charcoal taking?
It is also
very
pulling,
similar.
It takes, but it doesn't donate. It's not highly mineralized at all. It's just a remover of things.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of an analogy. Where it's just, there's no osmosis, there's no trade that happens. It just takes, it just goes through the gut.
It's like Walmart during a riot. Everyone's just taking.
During a Black Friday
without any trucks coming in to replenish.
Yeah, no, it's nothing like that. So it's like
it's like Walmart on Black Friday.
Okay, it's like Walmart.
Okay, that was a bad analogy, no?
So basically what I would suggest you do for people who have mold problems, people who actually are exposed to mold, is first of all, get out of the environment if you can. If you can't get out of the environment, then
I can, but I'd have to leave.
So what exactly did you buy? Because the listeners are going to want to know. You bought something that, because there's a lot of systems you can purchase for people that have a mold issue in their home or that don't even have a mold issue but are just trying to make sure they don't have
it. So the idea when you have mold is you have to kind of get someone to come in and clean it out. If there's mold under your floorboards or in the wood, you got to have it clean. So it's not my house. I'm not going under the floorboards if that's where it is. So I bought an ozone generator. From my knowledge of ozone, nothing can survive, no bacteria, nothing, you know, it's pretty much a sterile environment. Kills any kind of microorganisms, especially things that cause odor. Mm. So I right away went and bought this ozone. I went out to the City of Industry. I was in Lone San Pedro, and I'm like, I'm not waiting 4 days for this to be delivered because I had ordered online. And I went, I'm calling them up. I'm like, stop it. I'll be there to pick it up. And I drove an hour out because I'm like, I can't live in this room. Because I have this little ionizer when I go on a plane. So I was using that sleep the night before.
Aww.
And I'm like, I can't sleep with this thing for 4 nights till this thing arrives. Aww. So I went out to the City of Industry, drove out there, and I had to get these photos in by 2 o'clock, so I was under the gun. So I went out there and bought this generator, and I got it for a really good price. And I tell you, man, it's made a world of difference.
Really?
I can tell. There's no more odor. It's gone. Now, when it came back, I thought I smelt it again the other day. I just keep blasting my room.
When you're not
when
there.
When I'm there. Because you're not supposed to be there because it'll cause infections to your lung. Basically, it's taking an O2 and making it an O3. So it's adding another molecule. And adding another molecule, it just like takes and kills any bacteria, anything that's just not supposed to be there.
Mm.
So I felt in the last couple of days, I have to admit, my mood is elevated.
Yeah,
I
you
felt
did.
Really
the,
good.
When you came in here and suspected something was up, you seemed sick already to me. You already seemed like you were sick.
And it was causing me, I was getting depressed. I mean, I'm mm-hmm. like, why am I, by 8 o'clock, I'm tired, I want to go to bed. I'm like, am I suffering from something here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm dying under the mold infection.
And then I went to your house to visit you, remember?
Yes.
The first time.
And you
I
smelt
walked
it.
In. The second, not even to your room, the second I walked into the house, I was like, I smell mold. And dog pee. I could smell.
Yeah, she's not very good with it. She's kind of let it go. So I can only
how.
So anyway, I can only take care of the room I live in. However, I did take the ozone generator and put it downstairs for a little while, and it did wonders. So I know this thing really, really works and it's powerful. So I'm just, every time I'm not there, I'm blasting and blasting, and I'm hoping that maybe it gets under there a little bit. If it's topical mold, it should kill it. If it's deep under the floorboards, that's not my deal. I can't get there. All I can do is just get it before it comes out or something like that.
Interesting. So the other thing that you could do is you could take that MediClay FX and you could put it in, get like a crystal geyser squirt bottle, you know, the squirt tops. So you just get a crystal geyser bottle, you open it, you stick one or two capsules of MediClay in there, you put it back on, you shake it, and then you take the squirt top. You know how it's like the tops like that? And then you do a neti pot with it. You know, you just stick it up your nose and squeeze the water in there. You can gargle with the MediClay FX.
Okay, I got to write myself a note. I got to get Medi-Caps.
I have some here. So basically, you can just... And that, MediClay FX is one of the only things that will adhere or attach or chelate to mycotoxins and can actually take them out of the body. Yeah. So you can use that on a regular basis and you can... gargle with it and neti pot with it, and hopefully, you know, that'll help.
All right, I'll go to Whole Foods, I think, and buy a neti pot. I forget where.
No, I just said the crystal geyser bottle. See what I'm saying?
I got, this is what mold does. It gives you brain fog.
Well, you're guilty of that.
I got a little brain fog. Not to mention, well, I've been podcasting all morning. Okay, this is very good.
So the other thing would be, so why did we bring that up? Because we were talking about children. Well, since we're on mold, let's talk about that. So let's just talk about the top, like, you know, the top mycotoxic foods.
I didn't think anything of it until, I have to admit, Asprey talked a lot about mold and the dangers of it.
Yeah, he had black mold poisoning. That was one of his, like, you know, part of his healing journey was getting rid of that.
Yeah, and that you don't realize that that is causing you so much anguish and also doing such damage to your body. Everything from brain fog to digestive issues to just energy levels. I mean, it's like your body's in
constant... Gut health, you know?
Gut health.
So that's the thing. So basically, the mold is trying to live in you, right? It's trying to flourish in you, and that's what's making you sick, right? That's what the deal is when you have mold. When you have a mold infection or you have mold toxicity, is the mold is trying to grow in you. And so I just wonder how much of the gut health work would tackle, you know, a mold infection in a person. Because I know it's not strictly that. Like, you've definitely got to go outside the box and really do other things, not just, well, like the MediClay, for example, and different ways of killing it. How about infrared saunas, I wonder? If an infrared sauna or regular sauna helps to do that, helps to kill mold. I don't know. I'm just asking some questions.
You'd
Does anybody know?
You'd
anybody
have to ask Clear Light.
Right, yeah. Or just sauna it. Google it. Hey, Siri. Does infrared sauna kill mold? She said a Fritz sauna.
Fritz the sauna.
Learn how sauna removes toxins, including mold. Dr. Sinatra sounds fishy. Anyway, if anybody knows... okay, so this guy, Dr. Steven Sinatra, he says babies, gasoline...
Okay, that's an interesting subject. I guess that I'll look into that. But I think I like the idea of using some of this MediClay. That's something I can do right away. Yeah. I don't have access. I was saying I don't have
PCBs?
Access to a sauna.
Yes, PCBs. You do. PCB mold. Okay, another benefit of sauna therapy is that it can help to mitigate the effects of mold exposure. Mold and the buildup of mycotoxins in your body from mold exposure can cause numerous health symptoms, even mimicking diseases like chronic fatigue syndrome, Lyme disease, and neurodegenerative conditions. My patients that have high mycotoxic burden to regularly sweat feel much better. Of course, removing the source of mold is the most important, da-di-da-di-da. Well, that's true, but that's good to know. So, you know, let's talk about mycotoxic foods, and just so everybody knows that, you know, the highest mycotoxic food on the planet is peanuts.
Right.
peanuts and corn.
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 I think coffee. Coffee, corn.
That's what Asprey peanuts. Says. His beans, he specifically gets
mycotoxic
beans.
Mycotoxic free.
Yeah, mycotoxic
free. So are S.A. Wilson's. So if you're going to be using coffee for coffee enemas, you should go on to my website on the healthygutgirl.com and go to the shop page and you'll see the link for S.A. Wilson's, and they have mycotoxic free coffee also. So what else is okay, corn, peanuts, coffee. Who's that?
No, we've got some
we've
outside.
Got a party. It's Venice. We've got a party outside. So anyway, so those are the foods you have to... So people who were brought up... Here's an interesting fact. People who were brought up, especially in America, eating loads of peanut butter. Like, who wasn't brought up eating loads of peanut butter? So...
Made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches all the time.
I wasn't crazy about it for some reason.
I still like peanut butter, man.
Just use almond butter.
I like peanuts, man.
Well, sometimes eat peanuts.
What if I get all natural organic peanuts? Doesn't make a difference.
It has to be those jungle peanuts. It can't be.
What do you mean jungle peanuts?
They're because it's not okay. The problem is that the mold is naturally occurring in the peanut. It's there because it's like that's its home. Like it's native to the peanut. So it's not that people can grow the peanuts without them. It's that the peanuts grow with this. It's same thing with corn. You know, corn grows with a lot of different mold and a lot of different fungus. And different types of corn have different types of fungus. In fact, there's even a fungus on corn called huilacoche, which is a fungus that's a delicacy
that they
actually eat in certain parts of Mexico. And I'm not saying that I wouldn't try it, but I promise it's not a good idea.
That's actually a process of winemaking. It's called botrytis.
Botrytis.
Yeah, where they allow the fungus to eat the grape because it just makes it smaller and more richer. And
that's how they make...
That dessert wines.
Yeah. And what's the wine?
So they use it for a particular winemaking process.
So yeah, I mean, not all fungus is bad. Not all yeast is bad. Like S. boulardii is a beneficial yeast that actually combats bad yeast in the gut. You know what we need. Saccharomyces boulardii, it's called. So there's good. But anyway, going back to the corn fungus and then peanut mold, coffee mold, also spices. You know, when you open a spice jar, a powdered spice jar, and it's got little balls in it, like it's no good.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean like the dried out, but when they clump together?
They clump together. That's not dry. That's actually
moist. Damn, I've taken my garlic. I'm like, oh, clumps, and I unclump it, and no wonder why I got brain fog, man. I didn't know that. No one taught me that.
So you know, you have to buy the little jars. You can't unless you're going through spices a lot, like I do. Like, but you can buy the little boxes of half sizes.
I keep spices for years, like moving from place to place.
Bad idea. Really. Bad idea. Also, leftovers. This broke my heart because even though I'm not a fan of leftovers, you know, my husband is. And so, you know, leftovers build up, mold builds up in leftover food really quickly. And even though, you know, you don't see it, like, okay, oh, that has mold on it, it's done. No, it's not. Just because you're seeing it with the naked eye doesn't mean that that's the first bit of mold that's grown on there. It's actually already begun to grow. By the time you see it with the naked eye, it's long gone. So Dr. Marshall used to say leftovers are not good, but we do them anyway. I'll keep like a soup for like a week, but that's too long.
I mean, you got to think about what a refrigerator does. All a refrigerator is doing is slowing down the decomposition process.
Right.
It's not stopping it. It's just slowing it down.
Yeah. So that's interesting because you have to be aware of the fact that, you know, when you do have leftovers in the fridge, you're going to have
mold. It's why fresh food, it goes bad. It's just natural process.
Yeah. Well, that's why MediClay is so awesome. Because you can take the MediClay with every meal. You can actually open the capsule. It's best to open the capsule because you want it to work like a little sponge from your mouth all the way into your tummy. And if you just take the capsule, it's not doing any work going down to the tummy. So you want to take it like in a glass of water and then, you know, eat your food and then drink it. And that will pull out those things. Not just not just mold, but there's bacteria, like rogue bacteria that are in leftovers and things like that, right? Mm-hmm. So I can hear you asking me, why can't I just take MediClay with peanuts, with peanut butter? Is that what
exactly
you're asking me?
Completely. Just do a peanut butter sandwich, a little MediClay on top, and then a little the marshmallow spread.
You'd never taste it.
Right, with the Fluffernutter with a MediClay.
You'd never taste it.
I love it. That's like the kids' idea. Version of that.
I say go for it. But I don't know. I've given it to my dog as well. I've given MediClay to my dog's dog.
Can I see it?
My dog? She's right there.
No, the MediClay.
Oh. Okay, I'll get it.
She's getting the MediClay. Hold on. One moment.
How many Facebook people do we have on there?
Well, it kind of goes up and down. Right now we have four. Hello, four. She's getting the MediClay we're talking about. Can everyone hear us okay? Give us a little thumbs up. Hello.
They're like, how about a thumbs down?
Did someone like to put the Facebook and then just turn the phone off?
I think what we can do next time is maybe light us from here.
Yeah, we're experimenting. This isn't going to be the final place of this because I don't like the camera angle. I got to
like
lean
all
in.
All this mess.
Yeah,
it's messy.
We can put the computer higher. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, it would be fun if we could do something like that.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Did you like that?
Great.
Anyone?
Anyone? Give us a sign.
So this is the MediClay.
She keeps moving the computer away from me.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
This is the MediClay. Oh, I should have grabbed the what's it called? The Medi Body Pack too. I will.
So do I? Don't take it arbitrarily, right?
No, you want to open it in water, but yeah, you can take it arbitrarily.
Promotes whole body detoxification. It's amazing, this company, what it created. Other ingredients, none. That's what I love about it.
Yeah, right.
Usually it says excipients, so about sodium,
silica,
sodium dioxide, and
vegetable stearate, and da 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 da. Okay, so this is the Medi Body Pack, and that is the mud that I was just talking about. And it's always a little bit of dust comes out of it, but you can barely see.
There you go. I don't know if you can see it. There you go. Woo, oh, yeah, you did see it. Right there it is.
Powdery. Ooh, there's a ball in there. I wonder if that's mold. No. I doubt mold would want to grow in this stuff. Ooh, it's so poof. What's powdery? It's strong stuff. It's like just smells of earth, you know? So anyway.
Oh, it does smell strong.
Yeah, right? So let's read what's in it. It's premium grade volcanic and kaolin clays, peat magma, shilajit, and cleansing herbs. Unheated volcanic clay. Is that even possible?
Unheated volcanic clay. I guess, is it like part of the volcano that used to be heated and then it cooled down and it doesn't get heated again?
I call BS on that right there.
Unheated.
Unheated,
I'm sure.
Volcanic clay.
Unheated volcanic clay.
Anyway, I'm sure what they mean is since they acquired it, it's never been reheated.
You would think that it was fashioned in the heat already.
Yeah, I think. Rhyolitic tuff brachia. Asphaltum.
Okay, you lost me. I think you should read the whole thing.
Caesarolapa, Cassis root. I mean, it's some crazy stuff in here. Wild blue-green algae, chlorella, turmeric, curcuma.
So why don't you make a little bit and put it on your...
Because I'm not trying to remove anything. This is fresh skin growing.
Oh, okay.
I need to put vitamin C and healing cream. Oh, you know what? I have to do this before and after thing. Did I tell you about this? So I've been using pharmacist Ben Fuchs Truth Treatments products now for probably about almost a year now. And I did this retinol treatment that I was doing every day on my chest, and I did it before and an after picture. Holy incredible moly. Nuts. Like, it looks like a 70-year-old woman. I swear I didn't realize how bad my chest was looking here. The skin on my chest was just looking like kind of wrinkly, especially when I woke up in the morning, like super, super wrinkly. And then I started using this retinol stuff that he had, and I was using it every day and completely, completely changed it. Even seriously, through the summer now, yeah. So his products, he's got this...
Now he's big on the vitamin C, right?
The omega cream. Yeah, he's got this. Sam and I, we're like addicted to this stuff. It's not cheap. It's definitely not cheap, but it lasts forever. It's so concentrated. You like spray your face with water, and then you take literally like 3 drops of this truth serum stuff, and you just like rub it into your face. You know, it's like, it's really good. And Charlie said, I think you're getting younger. I was like, yeah, that's what I want to hear.
Really? I got to try it.
It's great.
I'm starting to get a little under my eyes kind of thing.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So he has this omega healing cream, and that's what I've been using on these guys.
Get it. Don't be telling me. Show, don't tell me.
Now that we have...
yeah, there's an audience here. They want to see it. I want to see it. Actually, I want to try it right now. This is why I'm saying to get it. Look, I am going to put this in my bag.
You can take some. I'll give you a bag.
I want you to do your retreat again, and so maybe put some mud on my tonsils.
No, you're gonna have to do your.
Let me put a little bit under my eyes.
Oh, I didn't bring the water. You have to do it with water.
Oh, so it's a whole process. You gotta.
No, it's not a whole process. It's beautiful bottles too. This. Truth Serum stuff. But anyway, you
so
can
what do
get,
you do? You take
you
a little
get
of this?
A whole, you can get a discount if you
so
go.
I start with, this is the first one of two?
Yeah, and then you just put it under, yeah, and on both sides. It with water, you just keep rubbing it in too. With water, it like, it goes further when you put the water with it. But this is the retinol.
You mean in terms of the amount of area it will?
Yeah, well, it'll go a lot further, yeah.
Do you notice it right away or does it take a little time?
You might notice it right away, you know. I know that when I... No, keep rubbing.
Keep rubbing?
Mm-hmm. Just like... And then when I, you know, I wake up in the morning and I put it on my face, I just feel like I can go without makeup for hours because it just... My skin just feels
why,
so...
Why is that? I'm getting... You know, obviously, I'm getting a little older. Starting to get little bags in my eyes. I mean, that's normal that it happens.
It might be the mold.
Mother freaker!
Hey.
I'm sorry. I'm so mad at this because I moved 5 times. And I'm like, I got to move again, and I'm at wit's end. I'm like, I told you, I'm done. I'm tired, and if I have to move again, I feel like I want to do like I don't want to tell you what I'm going to do, so I'm not going to tell you. I'm not telling you what I might do because if I move, I'm going far away because I'm done. I can't do this anymore, and I'm not going to get in this conversation with you right now.
But, you already did.
Yeah, well,
you already started.
That's my dilemma right now. I'm dealing with this.
I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything. It's okay. I just had to have that little vent. I hope I didn't lose anyone.
Wait, let me think of what the coupon is for the Truth Serum stuff. Guys,
so,
I don't
so
mean
to
sound...
So what is this? So you get this whole package of all of these together?
Mm-hmm. No, you can buy one
So
one
it's
individual.
A Truth Balm?
But let me tell you something. I just want our listeners to know that I'm not ignoring what you just said. I've been dealing with your moves as well on a personal level outside of talking on the podcast.
Why? How's that?
No, I mean, I've been helping you and talking right. with you and here for you. So I just didn't say anything. And people are like, wow, that was rude. He just got really personal with her and she just starts
no,
talking
No, we've
about
been talking about
stuff.
This outside of this and I don't want to bring it up again.
I just want
because she doesn't like my answers as opposed to hers. Really.
I just don't think you should, you know, whatever. I think you should stay. So it's 10% off if you go to truthtreatments.com or you can go to healthygutgirl.com to the shop page and you can go to truthtreatments.com and then you can put in have the truth CM.
So what is this? So why
have the truth CM?
So are these like 10%
different off?
Are these for different reasons or are they like you put this on and then you put this on and then you put this on and then you put this on?
Yeah, I mean you don't put them all on at the same time, but I do. So like in the morning I'll put on the truth balm and then he sent me this one, so I normally just use this one.
Which one? So this is the
it's
only thing you use?
It's just concentrated vitamin C. And then...
topical vitamin C. Not like you can put this under your tongue, right?
No, you don't want to do that. And then the omega I put on at night. And then
and
I
you
also
notice
use
a big difference in your skin quality, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, major, major, major difference. Major, more than anything I've ever used on my skin. And being a woman at my age, you know, meaning that for so many years I've been invested in skin products and whatnot. And I can tell when something works right away and when it doesn't. And this stuff I put on burns. I put on, it's like this omega-6 healing cream. And it's C12, so 14. Silky. Here, watch. Check this out, Mark.
What?
Just take a little bit of that and then rub it on like your hand or something. And just feel how silky it feels. Because that's so soft. It's so soft. It's like amazing.
It's like really replenishes.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, it smells good too.
Yeah, it does.
Wow.
So that's not fragrance either. That's the actual product itself that smells so good. So
silly boy. Silly.
Anyway, it's got all kinds of good stuff in it. Anyway. Right.
I wish you would order extra for your producer.
This is stuff that he sends me.
This is stuff your doctor should know.
Yeah. So, you know, things that he gives me and then things.
Yeah, since we've had him on, I've, you know, I actually went and bought some more liposomal vitamin C in the last few days. So, I mean, that podcast stuck with me in terms of, you know, how essential it is and stuff that I know about it. We've talked about vitamin C.
Right. Well, I don't use liposomal. I don't use ascorbic. I mean, I do with the skin stuff, but I use Camu Camu for my, you know, actual ingestion of vitamin C.
It's a high content of vitamin C.
It's just straight from a plant. It's a whole food source.
So
it's
when I go to Whole Foods and get the Camu Camu powder, those are pretty good.
Yeah, you're not. It's not a synthetic derivative of vitamin C, which is what those citric acids or ascorbyl palmitates or whatever you call them. Those things are basically from dextrose, right? They're from corn. And unless the product says, you know, non-GMO, you're probably getting a genetically modified form of dextrose. So you have to be careful with things like that.
Okay.
And ascorbic acid. But, you know, Ben Fuchs was refuting that. So he was saying, that's crazy. It doesn't matter. But I prefer things to be from food source. Of course, these products are not. They're just, you know, he makes them in a lab. But they also, I put them on my skin and I feel amazing. Like I've been using Camu Camu for several years now as a skin mask. So I'll take the Camu Camu. I think I even have a video of it on my Instagram. If you speed through my Instagram, you'll see them. Or on my YouTube channel. They're DIY facial skin health tips. And I would take a Camu Camu powder and then I would put a little bit of water in my hand with it and then just make a little paste and stick it on my face. And I did that for a long time, for a few years. And it was nice, but nothing compared to putting this Truth Balm on my skin. I was like, whoa, that is immediately, I felt like there was a difference with it, you know? So, you know, so I'm picky about the skin stuff and yeah, it's expensive. It does last a really long time. Like I've had this product for a year easily. I mean, this is a huge, huge size. This is a lot. They have a smaller size, and it'll last you a really long time, especially if you do it right with a little bit of water, and it's a concentrated product. So, you know, realistically, you're not spending that much compared to having to constantly go and buy a product that, every
month. Right, it's lasting a long time, so you're getting your money's worth out of it.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, an hour here, we should probably cut it down.
I know. So thank you guys for joining us. I know we didn't have a huge audience, but at least I know, and nobody really sent a question. So I'm assuming that you can, though, since some people said hi. Can somebody, one of you, three people, can you just say hi, like type in hi? And that way I know you're able to.
Can you scroll down? Maybe we missed some scrolls down there.
Oh, can no? I? Oh, my God. I wasn't scrolling.
Oh, see, there.
You guys are great together. I enjoy listening to you. None of the four food groups. Box. This is morally, oh my God. Box frozen round pizza fast. How cute.
How we missed this?
Because we didn't scroll. Would the clay help a child with Williams syndrome? Oh. Remind me, let me see. Williams syndrome. I'll tell you right now. I have to just know if it's a metabolic or if it's a... I mean, the mud helps everybody, basically. The mud is going to be good for anyone because it's a mild form of detoxification. Okay. Well, I mean, it depends on what symptoms the child is presenting. Because if it's specific to gut issues or digestion, or maybe they have, like, it depends, because the clay is very isolated to like an acute area, right? So putting the mud on like a vaccine site or an old surgery scar is going to be really helpful. But I do remember when I had some, like the little girl that had fallen, she did have an injury, but she also always had this brain fog about her. So they did do it in a way, they did use the mud in a way to try to clear that up. And so what they did was they put the mud right on top of her at the apex of her ears.
The GV20?
The GV20. So your crown chakra. They put like a big dollop of mud right on the top of her head, and they just kept it on there. And then and just wiped it off and did that multiple times. And that really helped. They felt like it helped with cognition and stuff like that. But it has to be like a specific thing that you're actually trying to, like something acute, right? Yeah. I can't believe we had missed all these questions. Okay, perfect. Well, thank you guys for doing that. Next time we'll know that we can just look at the questions. So every Monday between 10 a.m. Pacific time and whatever time it is now, 2, wow, 2 will probably
be late. We started late today.
Yeah, we don't normally start this late. And then we'll be doing this Facebook Live as well as answering questions. But it's also going to be a more specific podcast. Like I said, we literally started today and had no topic. So we just were randomly talking about whatever came up. But next time, you know, we'll have a more specific one. And what I'll do is I'll let the group know what the topic is. And say, oh, we're talking on Monday and we have a guest and talking about this or that. Or we're talking to each other about caffeine or coffee enemas or progesterone or whatever. And then you guys can hop in there with your questions. And what else? So then this is also going to be a podcast. So you can listen on Stuff Your Doctor Should Know if you missed anything. And what else? If you're interested in the Truth Serum, just go to healthygutgirl.com and click on the shop page. Oh, guess what? Guess what? Check this out, friends. I just have a new website. By the way, Mama, if you have more questions about the Williams Syndrome and the Medi Body Pack, let me know, and I will. Ta-da! And I will. I'll help you. I can answer more questions privately, Mama. Yeah, so check it. Like, so let's go over it really quick.
What are you, Mr. Rogers? And
so
over
let's
here.
Go over it. So the Total Gut Makeover, of course, for those people who want to buy it, it's only $99, and it's a 6-week program where I help guide you through 6 weeks of up-regulating digestion, helping you to pick foods that are easy on the digestion, all kinds of supplement recommendations. There's a mini cookbook in there. It's awesome. And then we have the Detoxit Program, which is coming soon. The Detoxit Program is a program that he and I are working on, which is basically all about it's a guide on how to detoxify every organ and gland in the body. So it's recipes, remedies, herbs, enemas. There's all kinds of modalities and ways to help encourage safe detoxification in the body. And that's almost done. And then I have hormone rehab here. That one won't be up for a few months. And then my YouTube, book a consult, my blog, my YouTube videos, and product reviews. So the YouTube videos are also going to be these things that we're recording now, these Facebook lives.
Is that from Vicksburg?
No, that's from Main Street. Marina.
Marina.
Go up, though. Oh, podcasts. Then the products. This is where you'll find the Truth Treatments. The Truth Treatments and the coupon is on there in case you wanted to buy any of that. And then this is the Gut Health Diet Book for Beginners, which is not available yet, and it's going to be available at the end of March. I'll be doing a whole book launch with it, which is going to be really cool. And that's it. I mean, the rest you can peruse yourself, but what do you think, guys? It's great, right? So that's it. Thanks for joining us. We're going to do it again next week, and unless I can't, because something else super is going on, I'll tell you about it. So thanks for joining us, and we will talk to you later. Bye. Yay!